Welcome to You Ought to Know on Free Talk 930 WFMD, Frederick and the Four States Automotive Advice Program that is informative and entertaining with your host, Dave Serio, and your phone calls at 443-847-TALK. And now, You Ought to Know.
Well, thank you, Frank, and good morning, everyone. Welcome to the show You Ought to Know, Saturday mornings 10 to 11, right here on Free Talk 930 WFMD. Phone lines are open at 443-847-TALK, but we've got one on the line already. That is Mr. Mike Lambert, our detail expert. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning. How are you?
I am doing well, sir. Always good. Glad to hear from you. And you, of course, have been getting around town, but not the around town we're talking about, not Frederick, but actually near the Pittsburgh area. How the heck does that happen, huh?
Oh, I have some very good friends who run a business up there, Auto Ality, and they had a class, and I was fortunate enough to be invited.
And you ain't too old of a dog to learn new tricks, huh?
Well, I don't know about that, but I like to go to these classes. So
There you go. All right. Yeah, you do usually find out in these classes, you do find things that work differently than they used to. And
absolutely.
And you can find out different ways of doing things. That seems to be pretty interesting.
Yeah, and you get the latest and the greatest products and people from everywhere, we're always coming up with new methods of doing the same thing. So it always works out well.
All right. Question for you. How long does this class usually last?
Oh, well, we started at 9 and we were out of there by 3.
Okay. Not too bad. Six hours.
Yeah.
And lunch was included?
Oh, lunch is always included at Auto Audi, and it's not pizza.
All right.
Yeah, every class I've gone to over the 20-some years I was in business and all, they just feed you pizza because it's easy and everybody likes it.
Right.
But my friends at Auto Audi, they have it
good
catered.
Good area.
Yes, they have it catered. And I don't know, I'm kind of part – I'm not a big macaroni and cheese guy. I mean, I eat it.
Right.
But I don't know what they do to it different in Pittsburgh, but it's delicious.
Well, I tell you, I like the old lobster mac and cheese or shrimp mac and cheese.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
I do like that. There's a restaurant down here, probably about maybe 24 miles from me, 25 miles from me, but well worth the trip. They first of all, it's a steak place, so they've already got my – I'm already interested there. And then they have this lobster mac and cheese. So I go there, and lobster mac and cheese is on the menu – as an entree.
Okay.
And then they have the steak. But you know me, I'm looking at it, man, I want to have both. You know, can I do a steak and have a lobster? And the girl goes, well, you know, let me check. She goes back, she goes, yeah, we can do that. We'll make it as a side. I said, oh, yeah. So
there you go.
I got the lobster mac and cheese as a side. The steak is an entree. And I'm telling you.
Yep.
I had my cardiologist on call, so I'm okay. But it was delicious. So I'm with you on that.
Good. Yeah, man. So, very, very excellent place to deal with. I've been dealing with them for probably 10 to 12 years. And family-owned business. And the gentleman, they brought in a gentleman from California, McGuire's in California, named Jamie.
Right.
And my friend Dan Jaworski, who was with McGuire's for 20-plus years, is now their director of training. So he finagles all these people that he knows from the business to come in and teach classes. So it was an excellent class. Got to try the new products, and we'll talk about that.
Okay.
But very, very wonderful place to deal with. And I can only stress that if you buy detailing products on a regular basis, you either go to Eric at Dealer Goodies or get the details, or you go to Auto Audi. That's the two places that I think if you're buying on a regular basis, that's what you really need to do. And if you want to try a bunch of different brands, you go to Auto Audi. And I really think if you're doing that, you join the Detailers Club that they have. It's $50 a year, but you get anywhere from 10% to 50% off out of items if you're in the club. So it's well worth the price.
All right, and we do want to mention that Eric and Get the Details and also his detail supply company is one of our advertisers here on the show.
Yep.
And good people to deal with.
Yes, absolutely.
So let's talk about some of the products. Let's not talk about the techniques yet. I want to save the techniques for after the break. But some of the products that they were talking about different now at McGuire's than what you've seen in the past.
Yep. They've come out with a couple of new products. They're both on the retail side and the detailer side. We got to try out their new ceramic coating, which is a spray coating, and it is a true ceramic coating.
Okay.
Give you about a year's durability. You spray it on, you spread it around, you wipe it off, and you're done.
Mm-hmm.
It's very, very easy to use. That's available in all the retail outlets. And then we got to use what they call their Beyond Ceramic Coating, which is not a ceramic coating, but it is a coating. And it is super secret chemicals. They won't tell you what they are. So, but it's kind of the different process in the fact that you spread it on the car, and it cures from the bottom up, if that makes sense. It doesn't traditional coatings. You wipe it on, and then you'll see like a rainbow effect, and that's when it's time to wipe the solvents off the top of the coating. Well, this doesn't do that. It just stays with the coating laying on the car. They say you leave it for 2 to 5 minutes. Humidity helps cure it. So if you're in a humid place, then you're going to wipe it off sooner.
Mm-hmm.
But you can actually do like the whole side of the car and then come back and start wiping it off.
All right. We're going to find out more about this
sure.
in just a few moments. Got to take a real quick
sure.
break. But
okay.
Michael, finish that up. Plus also tell us about some of the other things at Meguiar's that he learned over the weekend. This is Mike Lambert. I'm Dave Serio. We'll be back in just a few minutes. You're listening to You Ought to Know on Free Talk 930. That's some funny stuff from Drew Carey. It's got a little truth to it, I'll tell you. I'm Dave Serio. It's Saturday morning. That means You Ought to Know, 10 to 11, right here on Free Talk 930 WFMD. I've got my buddy with me, Mike Lambert, our detail expert. Once again, good morning, Mike.
Good morning.
All right, so you were talking about the bottom up of this
yep.
particular product. Where
yep.
Now, how can you tell that?
Because they say so. You know,
okay.
I'm not.
You mean me, my mom? My mom was right in 1964.
That's
yeah.
right.
Okay.
I am not a chemist. I don't know how they do that, but they do.
Well, I was just asking.
So
if you
just take their word for it.
As a user of the product, can you tell
uh-huh.
that it's curing properly?
I would say when you go to wipe it off, you will tell that it's on the paint because it becomes extremely slick.
Okay.
And extremely shiny. And the different thing about this is their chemistry allows it to fill in little tiny scratches. So if you're happy with the way your car looks and you've got some, you know, the car wash scratches in it, this will fill in the majority of that, which is different than any other coating on the market. Or if, like for me, if I'm polishing a car and I don't want to take any more paint off, but it's still got some little tiny defects in it, this will help hide those. So that makes it different. And
okay.
And just the working time. I mean, they have actually, I watched a video from Meguiar's on it. They actually put it on their tractor trailer on the cab and they let it sit overnight and it came back and it wiped off just as easy.
Okay.
So
good.
So it's completely different.
All right. Any other
okay.
products that you saw or any other techniques that you saw that found interesting?
Yeah, the glass cleaner, they have a line called the detailer's line, which is basically gallon size products, and they're all concentrates. So it's more economical for a professional.
Right.
But their glass cleaner runs about $30 retail a gallon. And you say, well, that's pretty expensive for glass cleaner. But you dilute it 10 to 1, which gives you 11 gallons of glass cleaner.
Okay.
Okay, so it's very, very economical. We put tire dressing on one of the windows of a car.
Yikes.
And all we did was spray the microfiber, one side of a microfiber towel, not even a glass microfiber, just a regular microfiber towel. We sprayed it and got it damp, wiped it on the window, flipped it over and dried it off, and the glass was perfectly clear.
And that may not impress you unless you get tire dressing on your paint. And then that impresses you because that stuff does not like to come off.
No, it doesn't. And it's so it'll take any kind of residue you have on your glass. It'll take it off. And again, very economical. If you're in the detailers club or you buy it from Eric, you'll probably get it a little bit less expensive.
Mm-hmm.
But you could buy the gallon, buy two of the empty bottles that they have that already have the markings on them for diluting it. And one and a half, one in your garage or one in your car. So I was pretty impressed by that.
Very good.
Yeah.
Well, I used the rinseless wash yesterday on my Hellcat, yep. which is, you know, the unfortunate color of black, and it came out really looking good.
Good.
Spent probably about an hour on the car, vacuumed the interior, did the treatment for the interior, the cleaning, and then also the treatment for the shine, and got yep. that all done. Interior looks like it's brand new and not
good.
Overly, you know, done, meaning that yep. it's not so shiny that everything is going crazy on it. It really looks
yep.
nice. And then, it was a good day yesterday. Took it to a car
yeah,
show
good.
And enjoyed myself. So,
good.
Yeah. Well, very good.
Okay.
Glad that you had a
yeah.
good time in Pittsburgh. I didn't think that was
yep.
possible, but it seems like you've done over and above the impossible
yeah.
there. And
yeah.
So autoality.com is the place to
yes,
go
sir.
For these products. And
exactly.
Also, you also recommend Eric's business, too.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Eric and Missy do a wonderful job. He can answer any of your questions. And his prices are very, very reasonable.
And
if you can't get it at Get the Details, you can certainly get it at Dealer Goodies. And if you're in the Frederick area, he can tell you when he's in that area, and you may be able to even meet up with him.
And it's a one-day UPS. So if
yes.
you ordered from him, you'll have whatever you need the next day.
Yes, sir.
Very good. Well, Mike, thank you so much. Give out your phone number, if you would, sir, letting us
sure.
know where people can get a hold of you during the week, during business hours.
It's 410-487-3980.
And I suppose you answer a number of detailing questions over the week.
I do. I get a very nice, and all the listeners are very nice, and they're really appreciative, and they love the show, and that's always good to hear.
Good. Very good. Well, thank you, Mike.
Yeah.
Appreciate that, buddy.
Thank you.
You have yourself a great week. Enjoy the snow. Hope you don't have to
yep.
shovel too much. And look forward to talking to you next Saturday.
I'm retired. I don't shovel.
Good deal, mister. Good deal.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Mike.
Bye-bye.
Mike Lambert, our detail expert. Good to have him on the show. We appreciate that so much. Very informative as far as products and also, of course, different items, a way to do things. We've got Craig Shipp on the line. Good morning, Craig. How are you?
I'm doing great. Yeah, I mean, it seems like these coatings, these companies are going to have to develop a coating for the Tesla Cybertrucks.
Oh, isn't that unreal? I mean, I don't know if, you know, I thought at first this could be a joke and that it wasn't real, because I find it hard to believe that a vehicle that is produced in 2023 and 2024 would actually rust. But that's what they're saying. Is it true?
Yeah, they actually, in the article, they actually quote a section in the manual, in the owner's manual, that tell you how to take care of it. And you basically have to immediately remove anything from the surface. It says, to prevent damage to the exterior, immediately remove corrosive substances such as grease, oil, bird droppings, tree resin, dead insects, tar spots, road salt, industrial fallout, etc. So, in other words, if you're driving the truck and you hit a bug, you've got to pull over and immediately remove that
Unreal.
From the surface. So I think they're going to need a coating. What do you think?
I think that at the very least, I would say that would be the way. And I've also heard, and again, I haven't seen any proof of this, so I'm not wanting to spew stuff that is not true, but I've also heard that there's been some surface rust just from rain. Is that, have you
well,
heard
yeah,
that
well,
same
that,
thing
that would be a, yeah, that would be a contaminant. Yeah, because rain has different things in it, right? So, yeah, you have to immediately remove the rain from the truck. That's all. Just follow the instructions, Dave, in the manual, you know? Anything gets on that truck, anything at all, immediately remove it.
Well, Elon must have built these trucks in Nevada where they never get rain.
Or no industrial fallout or no anything, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
So hopefully this would be a perfect example where coating maybe would solve the problem.
I would think. Now, before you put a coating on a Tesla truck, I'm warning this warrant now, we have no knowledge of any pros or cons about a coating on a Tesla truck. So, again, make sure you check with either Tesla or somebody in the detailing business to know for sure
yeah.
that whether it's okay to use it on that surface.
I think, Dave, I think your listeners are smart enough to not buy one of these trucks, okay? So I really don't think you need that disclaimer.
It may be the case. That's
you have
unreal.
A pretty smart. You have a pretty smart audience.
And you are a Tesla fan. Okay, you have been over the years. Okay, so for you
I like the concept. I just don't like the execution
or the application. Yeah, hear you.
And you know, and here's the thing: Elon admitted numerous times that it's very difficult to build a car.
Uh-huh.
He called it manufacturing. You know what? I'm not going to say the word, but he admitted it's very difficult. And we know it's difficult because, you know, Toyotas are very reliable. I've got a 20-year-old Toyota Prius, very reliable. But that's not the norm in auto manufacturing.
Right.
So if that's not the norm, then we know it's hard to do.
Right.
And so he's relatively new to the game. So it's not surprising to me that there are issues. And some of the issues, of course, the battery technology is just not there yet. I mean, that's not his fault.
Right.
And he's got to put a ton of weight in those vehicles because of all the batteries they have to put in. Now, that's mm-hmm. hard on tires and suspension and everything else. So mm-hmm. it all cascades. But hopefully they'll eventually get there. But no, for now, I'm just going to stick with my Prius that's been maintained properly and that just runs and no issues.
Sounds good. We have about 1 minute. Do you have anything going on in the area that we should know about right now?
Well, we've got the 22nd. We've got BP Trivia Live. We've mentioned that before.
Okay.
We've got the farmer's market going on now. It doesn't seem like it's canceled.
Okay.
We do have prime rib on the 23rd at Callahan's.
Good.
And same night, we have the karaoke. Bluegrass for bluegrass fans on the 21st. We've got Bluegrass Wednesdays at Steinhardt Brewing Company.
Mm-hmm.
We've got music bingo on the 21st at a place called the Anchor Bar. So, again, a whole bunch of events, and you can find all of them by going to facebook.com/Frederick County/events. You can also find a link on the homepage of Frederick.com to this section if you can't write that down right now.
Very good.
But there are a ton of events, and the snow was not an issue. It was a minor little dusting, and it's pretty much gone.
Good deal. Well, thank you so much, Craig. We appreciate you being a part of the show, and we look forward to talking to you again next Saturday morning, buddy.
Yep. Great show, Dave.
Thank you, buddy.
Craig,
Craig Shipp, thank you so much.
It's You Auto Know with Dave Serio on 930 WFMD. To maintain your car or truck and your phone calls on the Talk Cars Radio Network.
I hate bumper stickers because I'll tell you why. They only have one purpose, only one. You're supposed to read them. That's all they're for. And yet, when you read some of them, they make fun of you. Ever had that happen? You read it what you're supposed to do, suddenly you're the idiot. What is that all about? If you can read this, you're too close. Well, if it wasn't on your car, wouldn't have to get so close to see it. It said, you moron! Anybody that puts a bumper sticker on their car that tells you not to read it, put a helmet on! It's ridiculous! And sometimes, they try and get spiritual on their stickers. I saw one that said, God is my co-pilot. So I sped up to see who was driving. I mean, baby, you gotta be a good driver. If when you take off, God's going shotgun, you gotta be good.
That's Brad Stein. Some funny stuff from him. Yeah, if you're gonna take God as your co-pilot, you should be a decent driver, that's for sure. He kind of knows what's going to go on, that's for sure. Brad Stein there, right here on Free Talk 930 WFMD. I am fortunate to have Jose from Dynamic Automotive on the line. Good morning, Jose.
Good morning, Dave. Great to talk to you.
Well, you too, sir. Thank you so much. And I always say it's enjoyable to have you because we talk about some really decent things. I love the talks we have about some of the new products that are out there, the new cars and the electric cars and things like that. We were just talking with Craig Shipp. I don't know if you heard the conversation, but
yeah.
The Tesla truck has developed some issues that people are a little concerned about. If I'm not mistaken, it's stainless steel, correct?
Right. Yes.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Now,
yeah.
Stainless steel seemed to work on the DeLorean pretty good.
Yes.
Even though it was a limited production vehicle, and I'm sure it didn't get a lot of outside exposure, I didn't hear people having problems with rust and other things like that on the stainless steel coating, but it looks like they're having that problem with the Tesla truck.
It's interesting to hear rust with stainless steel because there's not supposed to be an iron element within the stainless steel that would cause rust.
Now, I have my dishwasher so far. I have not had a single bit of rust on my stainless steel dishwasher, but yet I haven't taken my stainless steel dishwasher down the road outside at 55 miles an hour.
Yeah, but you know, you're putting some really aggressive detergent in your dishwasher, so that's more of a test in regards to environment. You know, and the same thing with your stainless steel tub and your washing machine.
My refrigerator, too. Yep.
And refrigerator, too. Exactly. I have had no problems. What's going on, you wonder?
I do wonder, and that has me concerned. I mean, when you talk about a mainstream manufacturer, which Tesla has become, you would expect all the necessary testing to be done on everything that they make. And to state that this particular product has some misgivings when it comes to regular things that happen in the world, like bugs and birds and things like that, it's a big concern.
Yeah, it sounds like they're having supplier issues in regards to the quality.
Or durability. Yep.
Or durability. And, you know, that has always been an issue with manufacturers of automobiles, not just Tesla. I know we're picking on Tesla now, but boy, you know, Ford has had its share. Chrysler has had its share. Oh, my goodness. GM also, you know, and not to mention, you and I, a few years ago, we were talking nonstop about the run-on situation with Toyotas. Remember that?
Yep, I
do. Yeah, so, you know, defects happen, and suppliers don't always supply what they say they're going to supply, and we, unfortunately, as the public, are victims of that.
Yeah, and you have to remember that suppliers are the backbone of the automobile business. Manufacturers, yes, they manufacture a car, but they don't usually manufacture the individual parts for that car. They usually are using suppliers for everything. Now,
yes,
some manufacturers do their own engines. Some manufacturers don't. It varies, but you have to rely on suppliers for everything. And even if a manufacturer builds their own engine, they're using suppliers for the parts.
And you and I are in the business. We are in the business of repairing cars.
Yep.
Suppliers really affect our industry.
Oh,
as
my
well.
Goodness.
When it comes to brakes, you know, when you're talking about the material that goes into a brake pad, it makes the difference between a happy-go-lucky customer and one that's going to be back in a few weeks. Hey, what's going on with this? That they're squeaking, they're making noise, they're grinding, you know, and that is really a bummer.
Well, that's I wanted to be an auto repair shop in Europe. Because Europeans don't care if it makes noise. They don't.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if you know this or not, but almost all Europeans are not concerned at all about noise and brakes, and it's a normal thing for them. And
squeaky brakes?
Yeah, they don't mind. And they don't take their vehicles back for those kind of problems.
Wow, that's so annoying. Squeaky brakes, and then the dust.
Yeah.
The way your wheels end up being black, especially from front disc brake pads, you know, the organic pads, I remember being horrendous for that. Organic pads would not make noise, but boy, were they messy.
Oh, yeah. They blacken a wheel within, you know, a month.
Yeah, yeah. Great braking, but they would wear out soon.
It makes a difference, but the Europeans supposedly don't have a real problem with that.
Now, why is that?
I don't know.
I don't get that. Yeah.
I guess it's just, you know, what they're used to.
How about oil leaks and stuff like that? Do they mind?
Oh, I hope not, or there'd never be a Ferrari sold.
That's what I've always heard.
And Jaguar, too. I mean, you know, if it didn't leak from the factory, they sent them back to find out why. That's a joke.
You know,
that's a joke, everybody. Not a truism.
That's the beauty of modern-day vehicles today.
Yes.
you get under a vehicle today, and rarely do you see those oil leaks. I mean, they are tighter than they've ever been.
Well, let me give you a prime example. A buddy of mine has a 1973 Chevy 350 pickup, beautiful truck. It's a show truck, okay? So he brings it to my house on Monday, and we leave it in my driveway, and I go with him to Clearwater, which is about a two-hour ride. I drive him to Clearwater in order for him to look at a 2009 Challenger SRT8 that he wants to buy.
Uh-huh.
We get to Clearwater. The car is there. It is everything the dealer has said it is. The dealership, by the way, one of the best dealerships I've ever been in. In the 2.5 hours that I was there, I saw things that I don't normally see at a dealership. I saw friendly people. I saw nobody trying to hit us up on extra stuff. They treated us properly. The car was exactly what they want, what they said it was. When I asked if they would put the vehicle on a lift for us, they worked that out and actually did that. And you know how rare that is at a dealer.
Yes.
Okay.
Right.
The reason why I'm bringing this up, I got underneath this 2009 Challenger with 31,000 miles and not one evidence of any leak whatsoever, not one evidence of any parts being replaced underneath, all original. And the vehicle was exactly what they said it was, so he bought it. But we get home. The next day, okay, he takes the Challenger home. The next day, we're meeting up at another place. I follow him to his house and bring him back to my house to pick up his truck, and his truck left an oil spot on my driveway.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Wow.
And it's a clean truck, but it's a 73. Okay.
Right. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And hey, they leak, you know?
Yeah,
so
they do.
It does happen. So, Challenger would not have left a drop, no doubt.
Of course. Yeah. You know, back then we would have
we're late for a break. Please,
oh, okay. Go
please
ahead.
Accept my apologies. Well, I got off on that tangent and kept on going. So, hang in there. We'll be back in just a few moments if you don't mind, Mr. Jose. We appreciate that, buddy.
Sure.
Okay. Jose will be back. I will also be back. I'm Dave Sirio. The show's called You Ought to Know. We'll take a real quick break and be right back.
Happy weekend!
It's a free talk weekend on 930 WFMD.
Like real pre-internet salt-of-the-earth stalkers. Just like, stalking's not being in front of a computer. Stalking's being in a van. Oh, she had a four-square check-in at a Starbucks? Good for you. In my day, we had to go to all the Starbucks. There is no Google Maps. There's no Street View. This might not be her house. That's part of it.
Dominic Dirkus and his comedy about stalking. It's comedy, folks. It's funny, but it's comedy. All right, I'm Dave Sirio. Saturday mornings, 10 to 11, right here on Free Talk 930 WFMD. I am with Jose from Dynamic Automotive. Once again, good morning, Jose.
Good morning, Dave. How's everything going?
Well, I was just reading the story about two of these Tesla truck, Cybertruck owners that have reported the rust that we were talking about on their vehicle. And I didn't have any idea of what was really going on there. In fact, the first time I saw the headline, I honestly thought it was like a joke. Okay. But this one guy, he voiced his concerns after the discovery that his expensive electric truck had developed corrosion and orange rust marks. This was developed just after 11 days of ownership and 381 miles. He started noticing it already on his truck. And he said he received his all-wheel drive Cybertruck on February 1st, 2024. Throughout the LA rain, I noticed the corrosion was forming on the metal like other people had noted. So I decided to start documenting it and bringing it to Tesla's attention. And I figured it was already on their radar, but I wanted it attended under the warranty. The Tesla owner said he brought his truck to a service facility and that they washed the exterior to ensure the marks were not merely specks of dirt, but actual rusting. At the facility, the man said that he was told by a Tesla employee that while they had a procedure on how to fix the rusting issue, they did not have the tools on hand to immediately fix it. He was also told that he would give him a call when the supplies arrived at the service center. And another Cybertruck driver in the same Tesla form, wrote that he picked up his new Cybertruck in Dublin, California, and drove it up to Sacramento in the pouring rain on February 1st. Upon completing the over two-hour drive, he claimed that he found a bunch of tiny orange specks and a few water spots along the exterior of his brand-new vehicle. 2 hours of ownership, and he already noticed it.
Not good. Not good. And we're talking about vehicles that cost anywhere from $55,000 to $95,000.
Yeah, they're expensive.
And they're not cheap.
Even as trucks are very expensive nowadays, I mean, you and I remember when we used to buy trucks in the 70s because you couldn't afford a car.
Right.
That was the deal. You know?
Right.
Cars were $2,700 and trucks were $1,995.
Of course,
they were basic trucks. They were meant for work, not for show.
Yeah, it was a utility vehicle.
Right. They were the cheap ones to buy when you couldn't afford a new car.
Yeah, yeah.
And now, this was years ago, maybe 4 years ago, I was at a Ford dealership, and I bought my Lexus there, my used Lexus, and I'm just walking around the lot, and I noticed a Shelby F-150. And so I just walk up to it. The list price on it, not including any dealer ad. This is the list price from Shelby and from Ford together, $108,000.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah.
Ooh, baby.
So a warranty on these Teslas should be covering all of this.
I would think so. If you've got any kind of rust on your vehicle after owning it for 11 days, you would hope that it's under a warranty. You certainly hope there's no way out for Tesla not to cover this thing. And what Craig was talking about made sense, but I don't know if you can do it, is can you put a coating on there to protect the surface? And I'm not sure that surface, can you?
Yeah, I was wondering if, you know, DeLoreans had a coating on theirs. I don't think they did.
No, I don't think they had anything special. And you didn't hear about that with DeLorean owners.
Right, yeah. Otherwise, the coating would be peeling off, you know, in time.
I just saw a DeLorean not more than a week ago, and original stainless steel, and it still looked great.
Yeah, yeah. So they really do have some sort of a supplier issue here with the quality of metal that they're getting supplied with.
But can you imagine that? First of all, if it happens in 2 hours or if it happens in 11 days, you would think that Tesla would have had you would think the doggone product sitting out on the lot, okay, would start to show some of these things before they shipped them.
Sounds like they're going to be replacing some body panels.
Wow.
And, you know, when you look at that truck, too, that's a solid roof.
Yeah.
What are you going to do about the roof? How are you going to service that?
They're going to have some kind of coating that is going to have to be done probably every year in order to protect it. And I would think that would be under Tesla's responsibility, but I don't know.
Yeah, you know, I wonder how you could correct something like that. A stainless steel is not exactly easy to work on either.
No.
I mean,
it's not like metal.
No, it's not like regular metal. It would be great to get a body man's perspective on this because they probably have to go through a whole different procedure.
And, I got another thing. Okay, you can have a regular metal truck. You can have a fiberglass truck. You can even have an aluminum truck like Ford. And you can paint it to look like stainless steel. There are paints out there that look very similar to stainless steel. So why would Tesla, Elon Musk, go to all this trouble to have something as rare as stainless steel on an automobile when they could have just done it with metal or fiberglass or aluminum?
Well, Tesla is a very distinctive, upscale kind of vehicle. I can understand why they went with stainless steel. I mean, DeLorean stood out for you, and it's one of the most attractive parts of a DeLorean. It's the skin
it's
of the DeLorean.
If it's kept up, it has to be kept up. You can't just let it go because that really gets bad. But
Tesla is high end, so it doesn't surprise me that they try to use higher end components.
It may have backfired on them.
Because
as I said, there's some paint out there that you can really get to make to look really good. There was a Hyundai dealer down the road from me that had one of those bad boys sitting out. They had a Sonata or Elantra, I'm not sure which, painted in that real shiny stainless steel paint. And they had it out on display for a couple months right out in the front. And it attracted eyeballs, no doubt about it.
I wonder if that would be an acceptable fix. You wonder. I wouldn't think so.
I wouldn't think so either. I think it's going to have to do. They're going to have to find some way to protect that stainless steel finish. Somebody like DIY Detail McGuire's or some of these companies are going to have to come out with something for that and do it. But
are they going to have to replace the body like Toyota replaced frames?
Yeah, and I'd rather replace a frame all day long than a body.
Oh yeah.
You know,
oh my goodness.
Can you imagine the expense? All right, we have 1 minute and 30 seconds to go through our six locations. Do you have the time to do it?
Okay. If you need service at the Liberty Town location, give Scott a call at 301-694-6250. Hours of operation 7 to 5, Monday through Friday.
Nice try, boss. Nice try.
Yeah.
Trying to cut those 2 hours extra out.
If you're in the Newmarket area, give our newer shop a call, 8 Bay Shop over there at 10530 Old National Pike. Give Sarah or my partner Lee a call at 301-694-5460. If you're in Frederick, give Bob Allen a call at the Frederick store at 301-662-3300. And our largest location right off of Route 270 has a 4 Bay Quick Lube facility, 9 Bay Shop. Give Stu a call or my partner Dwayne at 301-874-8833. And then we've got Mr. Adam working our Emmitsburg location at 301-447-2800. And then finally, Mr. Todd, who will be returning from honeymoon, give him a call at 301-447-2800. And if you mention Dave Stereo or the show You Ought to Know, we'll be happy to provide a free DVI inspection free of charge. Thank you, Dave.
All right. Now, if you want to change the hours, just let me know. I've been self-employed most of my life, but for the few times that I did work for somebody, if my boss ever came up to me asking for advice, my answer was always the same. You're the boss. You can do what you want, you know?
Yep, that was a Freudian slip.
7 to 5, 8 to 6. Now we know what we're thinking about in the meetings, right?
Yep.
I got you. Well, thank you to you and your partners for your support on the show. We appreciate it so much, Jose. And thank you for joining me today. It's always a pleasure, sir.
Always a pleasure, my friend. And I'll be talking to you next week. Have a great week, sir.
You too. Bye-bye. Thank you. And we got to hope Todd will be recovering from his honeymoon and his nuptials and be ready to get on the program next Saturday morning. We have the dynamic duo back on the line. I'm Dave Sirio. We hope you've enjoyed this episode of You Ought to Know. We're here every Saturday morning, 10 to 11 on Free Talk 930 WFMD. Have yourself a great day. If you got to do some shoveling, be very careful. We want to have you back here next week. And if you're not in good enough shape to do shoveling, find somebody that'd be nice enough to do it for you. Okay? Be blessed. We thank you for being here. Bye-bye.